With us now is Ngāti Hine Health Chief Executive Jeff Milner. Morena, we haven't really seen the growth in cases in Northland that some had feared with the border reopening with Auckland. Do you think there's still a case for keeping Northland in red?
Morena, to everybody this morning. Undoubtedly, there is a case for keeping Northland in red if you just look at the pure statistics that the framework works through. But I think Northland's worked hard since Northland was placed in red through summer, and I think those statistics are just underneath 90% first vaccination rate, 86% fully vaccinated. Under the current traffic light settings, I think there's a strong case for Northland to now move to orange to realign with New Zealand. So as the government makes national decisions, those decisions are consistent with respect to Northland as well.
What about Omicron, though?
Well, I think that's the game changers we've seen worldwide. And the point I used about the current traffic light system, that traffic light system was set up to respond to the Delta outbreak. And I think that's a totally different conversation. So the word flexibility and resilience comes to mind in that if the government moves Northland to orange with what is left of the summer, the capacity of the health system continues to grow around boosters. As Northland, like the rest of New Zealand, actually needs to remain flexible because Omicron is not Delta and is not the original COVID strain. And we just need to be prepared to have much greater public health responses if Omicron circulates widely in the community.
Do you think a potential community outbreak of Omicron would provide justification for the government to keep Northland in red?
I think not just Northland, I think more broadly. In Northland, we have had, we've only got about five or six active cases of COVID in the community at the moment, but all of the evidence suggests Omicron is not in the single digits or the tens, but thousands and tens of thousands. So I think if Omicron cannot be contained at our border, and there is widespread community transmission, you know, I don't even think the current traffic light system really was set up for Omicron, and things need to change rapidly.
Northland still hasn't hit that 90% first dose milestone. Do you think the region will ever get to even 90% fully vaccinated?
Yeah, I do. Looking at how the health system has come back more fully on stream after the Christmas New Year's break, Northland is vaccinating about 2,000 people per day, and about 10% of those are first and second vaccination rates. So I do believe Northland will get to 90% second vaccination in a matter of weeks, and certainly the health system here is focused on ensuring first and second vaccinations continue to reach those people who have not yet made a decision, as well as responding to the booster vaccination. So I do believe we're not far from both of those targets.
What's uptake been like of boosters as well as the paediatric vaccine?
Boosters, there's strong demand for boosters, so many people are getting their text reminders from the system to say they're eligible 4 months after their second dose. So as I said, there's about 2,000 people per day turning up for their booster shot. There's great walk-in demand, a whole lot of places. So yeah, Northland is really responding. But even at that rate, 2,000 per day, 10,000 per week, you're still probably looking at to get through everybody in Northland 3 to 4 months at that rate to get the booster shot. So things don't move quickly in terms of the large numbers, and whilst we're in summer, I think we need to do everything we can to get ahead of the potential Omicron outbreak in New Zealand.
A bit of hard work ahead. That is Ngāti Hine Health Trust Chief Executive Jeff Milner.